The Anglican Church in Tasmania is selling more than half of the denomination's churches around the state to help fund the National Child Sex Abuse Redress Scheme. It's a scenario that's likely to be played out around Australia as church communities decide how to pay for the scheme. Survivors of the abuse are pleased that the Tasmanian church is selling off property, though others with more positive connections are finding it distressing. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Surrounded by sheep paddocks and Tasmania's farming heartland, there's a small sandstone church. St James at Jericho is one of eight Anglican churches in the Southern Midlands Council area. The local mayor, Tony Bisdy, is upset that all but one church will be sold.
Some of the smaller churches have already been deconsecrated and there are no services there. The issue is more around having burials there and burial services.
His connection to the Jericho Church is personal. His parents, grandparents and ancestors are buried in the church cemetery.
Very concerned because under the Cemetery and Burials Act 2002, any new owner can remove a grave and they don't have to seek the permission of the family to do so.
St James was built in 1883. That same year, another sandstone Anglican church, St Mary's, was built at Tribunna on the east coast. It is also up for sale to help fund a national scheme to pay child abuse survivors, such as Steve Fisher.
I do feel for the people who lose their local church, but unfortunately, they are having to pay for the sins of the past.
The Anglican Bishop of Tasmania, Richard Condy, says more than half of the churches in the state, 76, in regional areas and the cities, will be sold.
We know that many of our churches are going to face enormous grief over this. We're very compassionate towards this grief of people who spent a lot of their lives involved in these church buildings. We're not closing any churches, only church buildings.
But the president of the Heritage Protection Society of Tasmania, Lionel Morrell, says the community will lose churches that have been at the centre of small towns and suburbs for decades. He's also scathing of the fact that only a quarter of the money raised from the sale of the churches will go to abuse survivors.
Well, it appears to be more a case of an excuse to redress the finances of the church, given the proportion of sale proceeds that will go to other funding issues beyond the redress.
But the bishop says the extra money will be given back to locals to support the church community.
We're not trying to offload properties. The last thing a bishop wants to do is to sell a church building and close a church down. I would prefer to be opening new ones. The last thing I want to do is that. We are doing this because we have an obligation to survivors of sexual abuse.
Bishop Condy says the Anglican Church in Tasmania expects up to 200 people to be paid up to $150,000 each. It will cost $8 million. Abuse survivor Steve Fisher says the sale of churches sends an important message.
The church has recognised unequivocally that the abuse happened to them and they're willing to go to these lengths to show that they are sorry, they want to make amends for the past.
Anglican churches are also being sold in the Newcastle Diocese in New South Wales to fund abuse payments. With many Anglican communities around the country being asset rich but cash poor, and each area being left to fund its own national redress claims, other church sell-offs are likely to happen.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting from Hobart.